I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We have a geographical dispute to try and settle now. Our GeoQuiz today asks you to name the body of water between Iran and the Arabian Peninsula. William Rowe is an assistant professor of geography at Louisiana State University. He's in Baton Rouge. Professor Rowe, it's a little tricky naming this body of water, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. It's going to depend on which viewpoint you have. If you live in Iran, you call it the Persian Gulf.
And if you live anywhere else, what do you call it?
Well, if you live in United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia, then you call it the Arabian Gulf. However, if you live in Turkey, you call it the Gulf of Basra.
Oh, wow. So there's
completely a different name.
There's a third name that we didn't include. So if you named Gulf of Basra, Persian Gulf, or Arabian Gulf, you got it right. But now we got to figure out, the dispute over the Gulf's name has led to the cancellation of the Islamic Solidarity Games. So I guess so much for solidarity. They could not agree on a logo, and the logo included a visual map reference to the aforementioned Gulf. Is that right?
That is correct. The issue for the Iranians is that throughout history, up until about the 1960s, there really wasn't any controversy. You know, if you go back to Herodotus, Strabo, to Mercator, I mean, any of the great maps, it's the Persian Gulf. And subsequently, just about everybody we would call in the West, and certainly on maps, going back as far as the Greeks, it was called the Persian Gulf, because they really dominated that entire body of water.
So when does the phrase Arabian Gulf come into the picture?
Well, the Ottomans came in and took over, and they referred to it as the Gulf of Basra, so they used a completely different name. But with Arab nationalism coming out in the 1960s, you start having a bit more Arab chauvinism. Now, the Arabs who lived on the other side, you know, saw this as essentially a body of water that they used in reference to their own land, i.e. the Arabian Gulf. That's when this controversy began.
Right, and we're feeling it, obviously, today.
You know, it's only been a recent phenomenon and a very localized phenomenon that has tried to bring in the word Arabian. Now, that's also been taken up as politics, particularly since the Islamic Revolution of 1979. At one point, even Ronald Reagan mentioned the word Arabian Gulf, but that was in direct politics against Ayatollah Khomeini.
Right.
Now, the idea of having perspective is not unusual, and it's certainly the case in our country, in the United States. If you look at the first battle of the Civil War, if you're from the South, you call it the Battle of Manassas. If you're from the North, you call it the Battle of Bull's Run. It's, you know, where you are coming from, and that's never been agreed on.
Right, and that was about 150 years ago. So here's a dispute that goes back to the 1960s. Do you see this kind of ever getting resolved?
No, I don't.
Does it matter if it gets resolved, in your opinion?
Well, there was an attempt at a resolution by just calling it the Gulf. Sort of like you have, you know, the Sahara actually in Arabic means the desert. The Iranians had a problem with that, and the Arabs had a real problem with that, because you're then denuding it of all cultural reference. So even the compromise didn't work. You know, Iran sees it as an historical idea, and the people on the Arabian Peninsula say, look, we've always just referred to it as our Gulf. We're Arabs. What's the problem? When it becomes problematic is when a place like the United Arab Emirates actually makes it illegal to refer to it as the Persian Gulf, in which case they could not have taken part in these games because an illegally named document would then have to be advertised in their country.
It does seem to be problematic, because, I mean, after all, the Islamic Solidarity Games have been canceled because they couldn't agree on what to call it.
Well, I'm not downplaying that at all. The fact is, getting people to change their ideas historically based on perspective is not something that's going to happen easily or overnight, or to which sides are generally going to agree.
William Rowe teaches geography at Louisiana State University. Greatly appreciate
your time. Well, sorry, I can't give you a final answer and a way to solve it.
Maybe we'll come to that in the next few years. Thanks
Maybe.
A lot.
My pleasure.